é o meu nome. Em arte, sou conhecido como Martinho da Vila. Sou filho de trabalhadores do campo. Fui trazido para o Rio de Janeiro quando criança e criado na Serra dos Pretos Forros, na boca do mar. Serra dos Pretos Forros, quer dizer, pretos livres. Morei num barraco de zinco, sem água, sem luz, piso de chão batido, mas eu tenho boas lembranças daquele tempo. Só boas lembranças. Olhem só. Joguei peão, joguei bola de meia, de borracha, soltei pipa, brinquei muito, estudei em escola pública e depois, olhem só, fui semi-interno em um curso intensivo do Senai e obtive um diploma de auxiliar de química industrial. Nunca trabalhei nisso. Aos 75 anos, fiz o vestibular e entrei para a faculdade, sempre até. Fiz o curso de Relações Internacionais. E hoje, que legal, fui laureado com o título de doutor honoris causa em letras pela Universidade Federal do Rio de Janeiro. Como artista, já andei o mundo, muito, muito. Mas o que eu gosto mesmo é de estar lá no meu off-rio, em Duas Barras, na fazenda onde meus pais foram lavradores. Eles puxaram lá a enxada. E eu comprei a casa onde eu nasci, a fazendinha, e transformei em um instituto cultural. Bem, é melhor falar cantando.
Daracundê, daracundê, é Duas Barras. Undê, undê, ararundê, é Duas Barras.
Nos arredores canta galo, Teresópolis, Nova Friburgo e Bom Jardim, bem no caminho. Meu off-rio tem o clima de montanha e os bons ares vêm da Serra de Petrópolis. É um lugar especial para quem é sentimental e aprecia um gostoso bacalhau. O galo canta de madrugada e a bandinha toca na praça, na entrada um vale. Quem cantado tem cavalgado, tem procissão. As cachoeiras principais de lá são duas. É barre limpo, porque lá não tem ladrão. Tomo cachaça com os amigos lá em Cachoeira Alta. E na queda do Tadeu churrasco ao lago, pra ir pro Carmo. Tem muita curva e a preguiça, então me faz ficar na praça. Eu nem preciso trancar o carro, a chave fica na ignição. A minha vila fica meio ciumada, se eu pego estrada e vou correndo para lá.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months, when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what? We have gotten to that part in the week, that slot where we do a thing called the mock. My name is Paul. I am the mockster. Before I get to the mock, just before I get too excited and just go sidetrack on the mock, let me tell you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week, and they're family-owned and operated, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Again, that's Attic Records in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. Now, I got to tell you, after my program recently, social media blew up and said, why is the mockster not doing a Nirvana mock? I need a Nirvana mock. So my aged millennials or my very young Gen Xers, or I guess you're some of those middle-aged Gen Xers too, where Nirvana made that impact on them. They're just like, mockster, why are you letting me down? And I thought, well, I've done a Nirvana mock already. So I don't want to do a Nirvana mock. But then I thought, I haven't done an actual mock of Nirvana's Nevermind album. The entire album, track for track, mocking. So that's what I'm doing for you for this program. In fact, I'm going to start off with a cover that came out literally within a year of Nevermind being released. The very first cover, I believe, of a Nirvana song from Nevermind was done by Tori Amos.
Load up on God, bring your friends, it's fun to lose, and to pretend she's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty word.
Sarah kids for food. Where the changes move. Spring is here. Reproductive plan. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing at home and likes to shoot his gun. But don't know what it means. Don't know what it means to love someone.
found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, 'cause so are you. Broke our mirrors Sunday morning, every day for all I care. I'm not scared, light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God. Get off her first. I think she wants some water to put out the blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride. Cut yourself. Want some matter? Please myself. Got some. Polly wants a cracker. Maybe maybe she would like no food. Ask me to untie her. Chasing may be nice for a few. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clear dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Got some road, have been told. Promised you, ever true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, to please myself. Polly said her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She caught me off my guard. Amazes me the wealth of instinct. Isn't me, have some sea. Let me clear your dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Got some road you have been told. Promise you, ever true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself.
That is the band Bikini Thrill doing their version of Nirvana's Polly, wrapping up side one of the Nevermind album. That means we're midway through a Nevermind mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. What else was on side one? You remember it well. You wore it out. Before Polly, Lithium. But this is where the tables are turned, because it's well documented how big of a fan Kurt Cobain was for the band The Vaseline's. That was The Vaseline's covering Kurt Cobain and the rest of the band. Yeah, that was The Vaseline's doing Lithium. Steve Earle gave us his version of Breed. Also, The Vibrators in there doing Come As You Are. Sturgill Simpson attacking In Bloom. The only way that Sturgill Simpson can attack In Bloom and start off the entire set from the Crucify EP, which came out in 1992. Tori Amos doing her version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. So let's take the vinyl, let's flip it over, flip that slab of wax over, set it back down on the turntable, and find out what this mock record is going to have in store for us for side two of Nirvana's Nevermind. We'll keep it kind of loud with something from the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Better way, better way. Never. One baby to another says I'm lucky to have met you.
Friend who makes me feel I want it more than I I'm not Mama,
That is the band 1000 Robata wrapping up a Nirvana's Nevermind mock with the track, which actually wasn't on the original album. In fact, it wasn't on the album at all. It was on the CD version because it was one of those hidden tracks, which was cool back in the early 90s to throw onto albums. Endless Nameless, the name of the track. Before that, though, Stereophonics doing their version of Something in the Way. Also Whimsical, the band Whimsical with On a Plane. UK Subs did a version of Stay Away. Murder by Death in that set with Lounge Act. Maps and Atlases doing Drain You, and started off the entire side B, side two of Nirvana's Nevermind with the Dillinger Escape Plan and Territorial Pissings here on the Viva La Mock radio program. That was a Nirvana Nevermind mock celebrating the 30th anniversary of the release of said album. Thank you to all those on the social media who reached out to other people on social media who then picked up their landline phone and called the Mockster because he's not on social media and said, Mockster, you gotta do a Nirvana mock. You just gotta. So I did. And I did that one for you. And then I thought to myself, how can I wrap up this hour? You know, we've got like less than 15 minutes left. And I was like, oh, wait, I've got a great idea. How about I now just play some covers that Nirvana did? So instead of Nirvana being covered, some of the covers that they recorded. I'm not going back to any of those live albums or the unplugged sessions. No, I'm going back to some tribute albums, some hard-to-find things. And, well, we're going to start off with the Velvet Underground. Yeah, Nirvana covering the Velvets.
Thank you. crazy sounding restaurant. They're gonna try and get behind you. Don't you let them do it. You know what I'm talking about? You hear me talking? You hear me talking?
That is indeed Nirvana covering Kiss. Pulled that off of a compilation called Hard to Believe, a Kiss covers compilation. That, believe it or not, it came out in 1990, so a full year before we saw the light of day for Nevermind. That came out on a little label out of Seattle called CZ Records. Great label. Put out a bunch of good stuff back in the late 80s into the early 90s. And that was Nirvana doing Kiss's Do You Love Me? Now, that compilation, very, very hard to find. What I'm happy to say is WRCT's record library has a vinyl copy right there in the compilation section. So that makes things easier. I Know the Mockster, my personal copy. It took me about 6-7 years searching for it about 20 years ago to find it because not only do Nirvana fans want it, but Kiss fans really wanted it, and it was really hard. And those Kiss fans can be kind of crazy, can't they? And then, of course, people like me, Mockster fans, or maybe not Mockster fans of cover songs. I mean, I don't know what my fans want, or fan. I'm not sure what you want, but cover songs. You know the sucker for the cover song. Oh, before the Kiss cover, how about a Devo cover? That was Nirvana doing Turnaround. Pulled that off of a Japanese import called Hormoning that came out back in the 1990s. There's a few other covers in there on that album, too, with the Wipers and the Vaseline's, but I went with the Devo cover. And then start off the entire set there with the Nirvanas. For Nirvana covering the Velvet Underground, Here She Comes Now. That has been my Nirvana mock, my post-turnaround Nirvana mock with a few songs of Nirvana doing covers. Hey, if you got a suggestion for a mock or just want to email me and say hi, drop me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, it's a pleasure when you listen to this radio station.
Shop Shop demands your attention on WRCT Pittsburgh.
passing with a CE 23 connection to Path Trains to New Jersey. 8 to 1207 Canal Street, next stand, clear to closure.